الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. People ask and people want to know that what must we do about elections, whether we should vote, we shouldn't vote, etc. So whether it is this elections or whether anyone has got any other problem, financial problem, whether he's got some marital problem, whether he's got some health problem, the answer solution to all that is, one buzurg, he was sitting in his khanqa, and somebody came and he said, Hazrat, I've got this problem. So he told him, make tawbah, istighfar. Another person came, completely different problem. What must I do? Tawbah, istighfar. Another one came, completely different problem. What must I do? Tawbah, istighfar. So then his khadim asked him, Hazrat, all different illnesses, and just one medicine. For everyone, just panado. Somebody just green panado, somebody red panado, somebody orange, but same medicine you're giving everyone. So he says, it's not me. Allah Ta'ala says that whenever you have any problem, istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Then yursili sama alaykum midrara. If there are droughts anywhere, Allah will send the rains down. If you have got droughts in your life, no money, Allah will send the rain down. Whatever problems you have, yursili sama alaykum midrara. Wa yumditkum bi amwali wa banin. You haven't got money, Allah will send your money. You haven't got children, you can't get children, Allah will send your children. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. There are droughts, your life is dry, Allah will make it flowery, Allah will make it rosy. All, everything Allah says, what's the solution? Tawbah, istighfar. إِنَابَةِ اللَّهِ, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. الرُّجُوءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, go back towards Allah, reverse. As we heard in the poem now, that our success is not going forward. Our success is going backwards. But by and large, the whole ummah doesn't understand it today. All of us, we think, the more we go forward with technology, the more we go forward with the times, with the more we fit in with the times. And what are the times? Where the kuffar are ruling, where their way of life. The more we fit in with that, the more we are successful. And if we have to go backwards, live a simple life, go back to 1400 years, it doesn't make sense to almost any of us today. We can't accept it. Some of us may outwardly just keep quiet about it, but we say, no, that's not the solution. COVID was here. One very good person, very pious, righteous person, invited one alim to their town to try and tell the people what they must do. So he gave a bayan, everything, and he said that Maulana came, he spoke a lot, spoke very well, but he gave no solution. He gave the solution, make tawbah, istighfar, turn towards Allah, but that's not a solution to us today. Solution to us today is, they have got their protocols, and we don't agree with those protocols. So we must have our kind of medicine, whatever it is. And then many of us going a lot on citrus fruit in this COVID and the kalunji seed, etc. But the real thing is tawbah, istighfar, to correct our lives. That is the real solution. But it just doesn't make sense to us. At the most, if it will be, while we hearing the bayan, we might agree. And that is just on the surface. But in reality, to change our life, to go back to Allah Ta'ala, to live a simple life, it won't make sense to us. To give up all these modern things and all this worldly, and that is all kuffar things, but it won't make sense to us at all. So the real solution is we turn back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In there lies our solution. In this ayat kareema, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, man amila salihan, whosoever, man is general, a white person, black person, rich person, poor person, old person, young person, man, woman, whoever, man amila salihan, they will do righteous deeds. And the criteria of righteous deeds, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So much is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even our ibadat, our kasrata ibadat, lot of ibadat, if that also is not according to sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also rejected. We are in the, we read in the kitabs, that a lady came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she explained all her ibadat she was doing. And that in fact, she had fastened a rope from the ceiling to herself, that when she gets so tired and she just wants to sleep, that it must keep her up, she mustn't sleep. So much of ibadat. Three other men came, and they also explained their ibadat, asked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ibadat. Then one of them said, Allah's Nabi, where is Allah's Nabi? Where are we? For I won't sleep at night, I'll just make ibadat. Another one said, I'll keep every day rosas. Another one said, I won't get married, I'll just make ibadat. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know, he said, that I sleep also and I make Allah's ibadat also. I marry also and I make Allah's ibadat also. And I keep rosas also, and I don't keep rosas also. That is my sunnah. And a person who won't follow my sunnah is not of me. Though we might be thinking, just it's a thing to think. Normally we think that we don't follow sunnah, that we are following Western lifestyle, all other. But if we make so much ibadat which is not according to the teaching and the limits set by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there also we are told that we won't be of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much we have to follow. So that is man amila salihan, a person who does righteous deeds. And the stamp of it, Allah Ta'ala has put that it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, the stamp and the pass word to reach Allah Ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow in my way, the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مِنْ ذَكَرِينَ وَأُنْثَى, man was, or general, whoever. Allah clarified it more, man or woman. Islam is not only for man, it is man, woman, anyone. And yeah, there are regulations for women as Allah has made the human being, how Allah has made the man, how Allah has made the woman. There are different rules for them. But as far as ibadat and reaching Allah, everyone is equal. How much a husband can make effort and reach Allah, so much a wife can. How much a brother can, so much a sister can. And many, many women excel many men also. In their ibadat, what they do, many men can't come anywhere near many women, what Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. So, min dhakarin o untha, the other main condition, wahuwa mu'min. Our iman must be in order. And today, by and large, we have to check our iman. And with all the influences around us, 24 hours, and which is on everyone's tongue. And we all know that hadith, a person will be mu'min in the morning and he'll be a kafir at night, and the other way round also. All of us know of it, and our concern is for it, but unfortunately that is also just limited to some talk, that's all. But more than that, what are we doing to save each one of us? All of us are aware of that. And we all say we are living in those times. And we are all saying that lot of fitnas now. And we all say the string of the tasbih has been broken. And the beads are just coming out one way. But what are we doing? Have we changed any of our eating habits? Have we changed any of our sleeping habits? Have we changing any of our clothing? Any time that we wake up, sleep? What have we done? Have we done something to change that? Have we stopped going some places? Have we stopped going on some sites on the phone? What have we done? Who has given up the phone? To give up the phone in Ramzan, in Atikaf, is so difficult for us. Where are we going to give up? And one of the worst intruders and thieves and rogues is the phone. As one Maulana says, it's not a mobile phone, it's a missile, which completely destroys one. So what are we doing in any case? So our iman, what are we worried? So it is, Allah says, in simple words, he who has got iman, referring to the correct iman, not a watered down iman, not a mild iman, not iman from the White House of America, not white iman from the United Nations, not iman of mixing. Ya ahl al kitab, lima talbisun al haqq bil batil. وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ. Why are you mixing the truth with the falsehood? And today that our scholars are doing, mixing the truth with the falsehood. And the result of that, تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقِّ. Now the truth is covered up. People don't know what is the truth. Because you are mixing. You are doing things which are right also. You are doing things which are wrong also. You are teaching and propagating and lecturing about things which are right and things which are wrong also. So, لِمَا تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know what is right. You know what is wrong. Why are you mixing it all up? So anyway, so the true iman, those who have got that, Allah's promise, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. Allah says that we will definitely, in this, the ulama who know Arabic, that there is, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. That the noon, what a tashdeed, noon thaqila, that is for stress. And the lam, فَلَا, that is also for stress. So Allah Ta'ala is the word of Allah, that's sufficient. And then it is in the Quran Sharif, recorded in the greatest kitab that ever can be. And it's the words of Allah. And Allah is saying it with all the stress, yet we don't have that yaqeen on it. And what some scientists will tell us, how we just followed what the scientists. They said, you have to close your masjid. We went and closed our masjid. And we were the people that were giving out the phone numbers on the radio station, that if you see anyone going to the masjid, they're hiding, he wants to go, his heart is in the masjid, and he's going in some secret way, this is the number to phone to report him, so that the police can catch him and arrest him. So that is our condition. So little authority came in so many people's hands. Some masjid people appointed someone to make sure, you must see, nobody come to the masjid. Funeral, you are only allowed to attend if you have been invited to come to the funeral. And how strict they were. And when, for example, when leaving the masjid, then in the masjid, all the protocols, social distancing, and they themselves were there, they standing right next to one another. There is no social distancing. And the minute you're out of the masjid, no social distancing. Or social distancing only in the masjid. The minute you're out of the masjid, no social distancing. And who is this social distancing? From his wife. That now, the social distancing. So Prophet was only in the masjid. It wasn't in your house, in the bedroom. And how many women, children were born after 9 months? So where was all the protocols and all that? How did all that happen? So anyway, so to keep the clause of Allah, Allah promises with so much of stress that فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. What will we give him? What are we promising so much? حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. A beautiful life, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali translates, Mazidar Zindagi, an enjoyable life. And there is no doubt that you will be blessed if you do that, iman and amal you make effort on. Then you will be blessed with an enjoyable life. But now we are worried which party I must vote for. What is this party promising and what is that party promising? And we know 100% they are all promising lies. And until you are not an accomplished liar, you can't be a politician. Only if you know how to lie and you're an accomplished liar, then you can be a politician. So all this, but that we will follow, listen to. And what Allah Ta'ala says, which is so clear cut, that we don't follow. So Allah promised us, if we want a good life in this world, it is following Iman, Amal, Saliha. See ourselves, what's the condition of my Iman? My Amal, you see, for example, our Namaz. How much are we regular with Namaz? How much are we keen to come to the Masjid? How much do we try and come early to the Masjid? Or is it that it's our habit that just we are perpetual latecomers? Always we are coming, just making it for Namaz, or we are late always, missing one rakat, missing Takbir-e-Ula, and in Namaz, what's our concentration? How much do we concentrate? And Namaz also then, how we just rush through our Namazes. So that is all what we have to correct. And our deen is not only Namaz. Namaz of ours is so deficient. But deen is much, much more. It's a complete way of life. In everything, deen is there. So we have to bring that into our lives. Our iman, that when we talk, our thinking, our everything must be according to iman. How many of us have got Bismillah on our tongue? That whatever we do, not only eating time, anything, Bismillah, the help of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the blessings of Allah, but Bismillah is not on our tongue. Even eating time, by and large, most of us, we don't read Bismillah. And Insha'Allah, how much is that on our tongue? And without Insha'Allah, how Allah Ta'ala, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when on one occasion he forgot to say Bismillah, what was the consequences of that? And yet that is not, when we have some problem, how much do we really make dua? Or if we make dua, where is it on our agenda? If we have any problem, medical first is doctors. They can't sort out our problem, then we'll go to armies. And they can't sort out our problem, many of us will go to Sangomas also. And nobody sorts our problem, then they say, now there's only one way to turn to Allah. Whereas that is the only way which was from the beginning. But we go through all, and this is not the people who are far from deen, the people who are immersed in deen, who are heavy in deen, who are five times namazis. This is our attitude. So how, where will the solution to our problems come? So Allah Ta'ala has said, the solution to the problem is, see to your iman, make effort on your iman. Whether it is, you go in jamaat and you learn iman. You get a proper jamaat and you learn. You go to a khanqa and by a sheikh you learn. Or as we read now in the kitab, that read kitabs of reliable ulama. Ask the ulama you have trust in, which kitabs can we read? And daily at home, on your own, sit with your family, do some ta'aleem, read 2-3 kitabs, one page, half page, and wallah, it will bring such a great change in our lives. And Allah reward the ulama who have translated the great, invaluable, the very, very valuable kitabs of our elders in English. So we haven't got that excuse also. And in good English also. And it's all available. And the prices are so cheap compared to what other books are sold. The prices of kitabs are always kept minimal. And if you can't, you'll easily get it free of charge also. And if you go on the internet, these kitabs, you can download it free of charge also. And if you have to buy hard copy, it's very, very cheap. But who of us take this problem? Many of us have got kitabs in our homes, but ask, when do we touch those kitabs? Or is it just that we make the shelf Muslim, and we make our house Muslim? When are we going to become Muslim? When do we read those kitabs? And the greatest kitab, if not anything else, read Quran Sharif. Read one page a day without understanding Wallah, I promise it will bring a great change in our lives. We ask ourselves today, how much did I read Quran Sharif? Did I read my one page, my one ruku, my quarter supara? And Quran Sharif is, it works miracles, and it diagnoses the heart, scans the heart and everything, and gives the medicine at the same time also, and gives the complete cure. But who of us turns to turn to the Quran Sharif? The Quran Sharif, a greatest gift of Allah which Allah has given us. If not so much, who of us read Yasin in the morning, regularly, not occasionally? Who of us read our Tabarakalladhi Alif Lam Mim and best between Maghrib and Isha? Who of us read our Surah Waqia? We don't have to worry about Rosi if we do that. If our Iman is in order, the promises of Allah and Surah Waqia and how many other Amal we have been given for our Rosi, for our health, for everything Allah Ta'ala has given us. So our lives will come in order with Iman and Amal Salihah. It comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, Amalukum Ummalukum. It's a Hadith? No. And this word is not in the Hadith Sharif, but it's a reality that Amalukum Ummalukum, your actions are your rulers. So, and what our actions will be, that will be what the ruling party Allah will put. And it is in the voting of that Allah chooses him, himself he chooses which party must come. And all that is done according to our actions, what our actions are. And this is for every individual, as in this ayat Allah said, man, whosoever, any one singular person. So if we will bring this into our lives, it is just like it can be bad conditions around. But or like you are, for example, driving on the road. It's pouring down, rain is pouring down. But you traveling in your car, you got no problem, not a drop of water on you. You are completely safe from all that. It's a cold day, very cold. You can see how the people are freezing on the outside. But you got your aircon in your car, you're not feeling a thing. A hot day, you can make out the heat which is outside. You got your aircon, you don't feel any of that heat. You are comfortable. So every individual, how much we will do, Allah Ta'ala will give us. It can be all the problems all around us. For example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who will read 7 times after Fajr, after Maghrib, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alihi tawakkaltu, wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Kafahu Allah, Allah will protect him, suffice him, ma ahammahu, of all that ham. And Mullah Ali Qari, a great muhaddith, he says that, Alham, wal ghammu alladhi yudhibul insan. Ham is also worry. Gham is also worry in the Arabic language. But gham is that worry which is referred to in this hadith, which totally melts a human being. A person says, my mind is not working. I can't think right. I can't sleep. I'm not awake also. I don't know what's happening. My life is a mess. I don't know where to go, who to turn to. All that, just read 7 times, Hasbi Allah, after Fajr, after Maghrib, and Allah will protect you. Ma hammahu min amri dunya wa min umur kafahullah ma hammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. Dunya's matters also, akhirat. And who of us even think of the akhirat? And a person who thinks of the akhirat, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Man ja'ala al-humum. A person makes all his worries hamma wahidan. One worry, hamma al-ma'ad. What will happen in the akhirat? Then, kafahu Allahu hammu dunya. Allah saves him from all the worries of the dunya. Who of us, we worry what will happen in the qabr? What will happen on Qiyamah day? I have to cross pull Sirat. That on the day of Qiyamah, I made my 5 times namaz. I was regular. But what if Riyah comes out? That it comes out there, I was doing all this for show. It wasn't with sincerity. Oh, I did all that, and pride came in with it also. Now I thought I'm a pious person. And this is also pride, that I didn't think I'm proud, but I thought that I'm good, that I'm all right. I make my five times namaz. Just to think I'm good is also totally haram. It is also that pride which is total. And how many of us are guilty of that? And the easy way we can see that is when we speak about some drug addict or some people. Those people, you know how they are. So it means, and you know how we are. When we say you know how they are, it means you know how we are. We are right. We are all right. Those are the bad guys. Those are the bad people. Even if you speak of a prostitute, you know how that woman is. You know what she is like. How she dress. How she carries on. That means I'm all right. I'm good. That is enough to totally destroy us in the akhirat. And many cases we must be very careful. These people who are like that, they regard I'm bad. This drug addicts people, we the scum-offs, we bad people, man. We the bad guys and that. They stand a much better chance by Allah than what we stand. When you think of yourself so bad and low, and then you stand a much more, and a person who thinks I'm good, that person is in big, big problems. In very big, he's on very slippery ground. He's about destroyed about himself. So all this we have to do the good amal comes into us in the correct way. So the dunya's life Allah promised, and we do it ourselves, Allah will protect us. Though there may be on this, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, on the virtues of reading the seven times Hasbi Allah La ilaha illahu. Hazrat says when Switzerland can make a watch which is waterproof, even if it is 20 meters in water, 200 meters down in the water. Let me forget a drop of water, the vapor of water doesn't go in that watch also. So what is it difficult for the creator of the heart that he can be surrounded by problems, by worries, but Allah keeps his heart safe. And his heart doesn't even know that there is something like worry. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, we do what we have to, but it doesn't make sense to us. If we have to give a bayan that of the two parties, this party is more better. I think what he says, it makes sense. I think we should go that route. But the talk of deen, unfortunately, doesn't make sense to us. This is the way. We don't need anything else in our life. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, Kullukum Ra'in. Each one of you is a shepherd. Each one of you is responsible. Then all the details are given of who we are responsible. So to tell others of the right, and to see that they do the right, we are all responsible, each one of us. And according to our domain and our what we control, our family, wherever we are responsible for those people. And then it is explained further. And that is also part of being, of having iman and amal saliha. To command the right and forbid the evil is part of our duty. A person can never be pious. No matter how pious he is, he can't be pious if he doesn't commit the right, command the right and forbid the evil. It is our duty. And where we have the authority, it's our bounded duty that we do it. How many of us tell? How many of us say that I wanted to say, but I thought there will be problems, so I kept quiet? Who said that if you think there's a problem, then you are allowed to keep quiet? We have to speak where we have to. And we must learn how to do it in the right way. We're seeing wrong being done daily. But who of us speaks about it? We just keep quiet. And also, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. Change it with the power of your hand if your iman is at that level. And if there's an Islamic government in place, the khilafat, then use by force. If there isn't that, then lisan, use your tongue. And if you can't do that also, fabi qalbi. That is, change that condition with your heart. That is, make dua. Who of us make dua? We know that I can't eat today. How many people come and they say, my son, this problem, that problem, they advise him, but don't say, I said. We haven't got that guts for our own children also. And we want that also, that stigma must go on to the alim, must go on to the ustad. He must become bad, but we mustn't become bad. And for deen's sake, we are not prepared to take anything upon us. Our dunya mustn't be touched at all. So we are commanded for this. And then again, we are told also that one side is kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulatun ar-ra'iyyati. The other, man ra'a minkum munkaran. Whoever sees any wrong done, and that is all part of amali salihah. How much are we, if we do that, then we don't, it can, whatever elections take place and whichever party comes in power, Allah will look after us. But if we do what we have to do, then it will be there. So it is a clear-cut thing. It's no ambiguity. It's a clear thing. Do what we have to do and see how Allah Ta'ala... And also Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum an dhalla idha hattadaytum. You are responsible for yourself. And those who are doing wrong, their wrong won't harm you. Sahaba say, we asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this ayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as long as you can advise people, keep on advising them. And that keep, you can advise them, is not what you think. Like today we, petty excuses and we don't speak out. We want to go to the wedding. And we just, because we are now connected with some ulama, they say that you can't go to every wedding where there is wrong, etc. So we ask that will the male and female be separate. And we know it's not going to be separate. And they say there is going to be a parda, and we know what the parda is. Just a see-through screen. All the wrong there. And when we are there, then we say, no, I couldn't go away. I couldn't hurt their feelings now. You could hurt Allah's feelings, His Rasul's feelings. You can destroy and trample the commands of Allah and of Deen and Allah's Rasul. But their feelings, no, that are very valuable feelings. I can't. Allah says, "Kul in kana abaukum wa abnaukum." All this list Allah says, "Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa Rasuli." If all those people, your wives, your children, your parents, your family, your business, if that is more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul, fatarabbasu. Then wait for the command of Allah to come to pass. And then we are seeing what is happening. So it's a clear-cut thing. So this, as long as we can tell the people, we have to tell them. And when we can't, then you see now the words having no effect or opposite effect completely, which is not the case till now. Today still we can. And so many, mashallah, bayans take place, people come. You don't have to go to them. They come to listen to bayan. So you can speak the truth. But how many of us speak the truth? We just want to speak what suits the people. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Don't upset the apple cart. Don't change the status quo. Make all happy, all smiling, laughing. I call you Haji Sahab, you call me Molly Sahab. And we just praise one another. Never I tell you, you got this mistake. And never do you tell me, you got that. True friendship is, in a nice, suitable way, you tell the person, you're doing this, this is not right. Your trouser is below your ankle. Your beard is not right. This you're wearing is not right. But who of us tells? Even our good friend, it's gone out of our lives. We don't tell anyone, etc. And this is friendship. If somebody has got common, a little thing in the beard, nothing stops it. We say, something in your beard. We go ourselves and we take it out. Anything else. But when for deen's matters, all the big wrongs, why don't we tell one another? And there are people who are prepared to listen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we say, if we do the right thing, we don't have to worry at all. In which environment, where we can be, Allah will protect us. And otherwise, that buzurg when the whole community was in sin and evil, and Allah sent His punishment with Jibreel alayhi salam. When Jibreel alayhi salam came, Allah knows everything. Jibreel alayhi salam went back to Allah. Ya Allah, You told me to send punish those people, but there was such a buzur there that he hasn't disobeyed Allah to the extent of a wink of an eye. Whole life he hasn't Allah said, start with him. Because he saw all the wrong done, and he never ever, not even a frown on his forehead. And he saw all the wrong done. So we sitting in our hips classes, in our alim classes, writing kitabs, and all the good, and we're not worried what the people are doing. And we don't speak about that. We're just praising them for the outward good they all. Mashallah, this town, lot of namaz is here. But what is the quality of the namaz? In this town, mashallah, women are all in parda. And we know what kind of parda. What is the parda also. And we don't speak of what has to be spoken. We speak that we just can keep, we don't upset the apple cart. We can still gain the favors of the people, and we know going there, then people come, give them hadiah, mashallah, maulana, this is for you, this is, if I'm going to speak the other thing, then they won't even want to feed me. They don't want to look at me also. So we are, and Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah explained in his time, about more than 150 years ago perhaps, he says that this is the disease of hubbe jah. That the ulama are suffering very much of pride, and that they want name, they want fame. So they don't speak what has to be told. Only speak those things which the people like to hear, and then they are happy. So if we bring deen in the true way, Allah will grant everything. And then Allah promises a wonderful dunya's life, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ. And we will give them their reward, actual reward. This is just your commission. It's just your, by the way, your dunya's life. Your actual return, your jaza, your reward. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. Their reward. بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا. Much more better than what they did. Our a'mal are rotten. But Allah will even accept that and make it very valuable. Allah's mercy and kindness, and here again with stress, wa lam again taqeed, wa lanajziyannahum, nun taqeed again, with so much stress Allah says, all the amal they were doing, they were trying to do it perfect, trying to do it best, but we falter. Allah says, I will give you the best, and what will be the results in akhirah? So the solution is clear in the Quran, if we want to take the solution. And if we don't, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to, you got 1,000 excuse. I got this problem. I can't manage it. I'm living in my our house, my wife, my parents won't allow it. We've got enough. And who wants to do it, no matter what the conditions are, they do what they have to do. And you can do it, and you can make all the other people also do it. And that is also our duty. Allah, give us tawfiq. Give us proper understanding of our deen. And Allah, let us make amal on our deen, inshallah.